In the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. In the smokehouse too. Like mm-hmm. If you bought something generally at the grocery store or any kind of at the general store, what would they put it in for you to take it home? Did they have a
sack?
They had paper. That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. I don't remember what. I don't think that I ever got any. Somebody else got that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But I just wondered if long ago they had done.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they had, because I just bought a nickel worth of candy.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you can remember paper sacks when you were...
Long time mm-hmm. ago, uh-huh.
Did you ever hear them call paper pokes?
Pokes, uh-huh.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's something that people never say anymore.
No, but they used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, now... do you remember like the type of bag or sack that made out of that rough kind of cloth like potatoes and things might come in or seed or
well we grew up potatoes
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well what about did you ever see
them? I guess it's just toe sack
did they mm-hmm.
I suppose that's what they put them in, but we always grew ours
mm-hmm, but yours grew you.
We had a garden
mm-hmm. Well now, when you took your corn to the mill to be ground, how would you get it there? What would they do?
Take it in a buggy.
Take it in a buggy?
Mm-hmm. In a container.
In a container. Did you ever hear anybody call the amount that you could take, like a buggy load of corn?
No.
Did you ever hear them call it a turn of corn?
Mm-mm.
T-U-R-N, a turn of corn? What would they, if they were carrying washing out, hanging out on the line, what would they carry it in?
They'd carry it in the, what they wash it in.
Mm-hmm.
The pot, I mean the dish pan.
Oh, I see. Instead of didn't have a basket
mm-hmm.
Type of a thing. What would nails come in?
In kegs.
And what would run around the barrel to hold the barrel in place? Do you remember?
Well, the barrels had staves around them.
And then the metal things around
it
the
was
stave?
A stave was about that wide mm-hmm. and went around metal.
Mm-hmm.
A tin or something.
Mm-hmm. Or some kind of. Mm-hmm. You were telling me nothing could be left uncovered.
No, because of flies.
Mm-hmm. What would they put in the top of a bottle?
Of a bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had stoppers
mm-hmm.
for it.
What were they made of?
Glass.
Oh, glass.
Just like a cruet now.
Uh-huh. Just like a cruet. Did they ever use them made out of cork?
Hmm?
Did they ever use stoppers made out of cork?
Well, I had corks, uh-huh. But I don't think they ever used things on the table with cork on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it didn't have a glass topper, they didn't use it.
I see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you remember a little musical instrument that they played?
Douche hop.
Oh, douche hop. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to play them.
Oh, you did? You go like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the one that you'd run back and forth in front of your mouth?
Well, that's...
Is that... what about a harmonica or anything?
Well, harmonica is something that you have to do something else.
Oh,
Dr. plays it well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He and Miss used to play. She played on the organ and he played that.
Mm-hmm. What would they call what they used to pound nails with?
Hammer.
And what would be the part that goes up between the two horses on the wagon?